Formally kicking off tomorrow, Wednesday, more than 1,000 Michigan students will be competing in Grand Rapids this week for the Michigan Leagues of Academic Games Super Tournament. So we talk about it this morning to do just that. Antonio, we'll call you Tony Johnson, Assistant Executive Director for the MLAG. Welcome to you, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. This is something that I think even as a young lad you played in.
Yes, I started in 96 at Peter Vital Elementary School in Detroit, under Peggy Loop. Hi, Miss Loop.
Oh, she's listening, I'm sure.
Yes, great lady. I continued on to go to Cass Tech, where I coach now as well, under James Mathis and Maurice Ellamy. And now I'm a coach.
Yeah. Be careful what you wish for. All right, Tony, the Michigan Leagues of Academic Games, yes, MLAG. Tell us about this competition coming to town this week.
Well, this week we're starting our super tournament, which is the culmination of our tournament season. Okay, this week we're going to have the elementary and the minor children. The minor children are 4 and below, and the elementary children are 5 through 6. But sometimes you can play your minor kids up if they up for the challenge. So they'll be here this week. Competing in about 9 games.
Yeah. Wow. What a skill. This is a series of games designed to stimulate and test knowledge in the subjects of?
Math, social studies, English, and logic.
Logic. Yeah. What are the kids encouraged and motivated? I mean, they're motivated to sharpen their skills. How do you even practice this?
Well, you practice it, and it's really interesting opposed to if you think about how kids learn. Like, for example, if you have to learn your timetables for a test, mm-hmm. instead of learning it just to be learning it for a classroom, now you're learning it to compete against people. So it really encourages the kids to take their education seriously, and it motivates them to play up to the level against their own peers.
Well, we all know about sports competitions and thank goodness robotic competitions, but this is described as an academic competition, Tony. The kids find this as exciting.
Yes, the kids love it because it makes you think about your own learning, your own thinking, and then you're competing. And if you think about it, you're competing to show your smarts, your intelligence. So the kids really get into it. They really love it. It's an era of excitement that's always there.
Talk about watching them rise to the challenge of competition.
Well, I have a fifth grader who's going to be playing middle school, which is he's going to be playing with 7th and 8th graders. And I moved him up because during practice and during the tournaments, he did so well. And he kept working. He bothered me every day. Like, I want to play up. I want to be with the older kids. And I'm like, well, you have to prove to me that you can do that. And he has. He's learning, he's in fifth grade, but he's learning concepts that 9th graders learn. Mm-hmm. And he's efficient in it. So they rise to it. They're learning things before kids learn them in class.
Where's team building come into play?
Team building comes into play because you can take a kid like an 8th grader. And normally I take my 8th graders at the end of the year because, they're graduating, going to high school. And I have them take 4th graders and teach them how to play. And, we have the whole team. We might take a 5th grader mm-hmm. who has friends in their class and have him teach them how to play. So it builds the team spirit and the correlation between that.
And the friendships that might last for a little bit?
Oh, yes. If you go to my Facebook page, I have people that I've met way back in 96 who I'm still friends with, who I still keep in contact with. You never forget those people because those are people that you face, mm-hmm. people that you might have got beat by, you come back the next month, you beat them, or you go learn mm-hmm. something different. And it just keeps you together. Those are some of my closest friends.
That's great. So who are the students competing? Expand here a little more, Tony. How do they qualify again for the Super Tournament?
Well, it starts in September. We have a tournament season where they go one Saturday every month to a regional tournament, and you have to go to at least 3 of those to qualify for the state tournament. The state tournament is like the culmination, the end of the season, and then if you qualify at states, you go to nationals. So when you go to states, you put your team. You might have a team of 20 kids. You have 5 on each team, and that's the team that competes against other kids for trophies.
So kids from all over the state. This is the state yes. super tournament, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Top 3 teams in each division awarded that 1st, 2nd, 3rd medal and trophy for the school. So not everybody gets a ribbon.
Not everybody gets a ribbon, but we do give, participation for yes. being there. But not everybody gets a trophy. And it's really, It's an awesome thing to see the kids just compete, and you see a lot of different math, a lot of different language arts. They play around with phonics cubes. They play around with history. It's like a lot of stuff. It's great.
That's great. How did the Michigan League of Academic Games actually begin?
It began in 1974 with 86 students. It was brought to Detroit by Layman Allen, who was a professor at Michigan. And he got involved with it and thought it would be something great for the kids to learn and to do. And it's been going strong ever since.
You've served how many students throughout its 40 years? Some 50,000?
50,000 students, yes.
The minds and lives that you've touched. So tomorrow you kick off, right, on Wednesday?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Is the community able to participate? I know that you're hanging out at the hotel, right?
Yep, at the Crown Plaza.
Crown Plaza, yes.
Yep. The community could come in, you know, they come in and talk to us. We could give them some information. You know, if they want to start a team, we can help them out.
Yeah. All right, how do we find out more information about this MLAG?
If you want to learn more, you can go to our website, which is MLAGonline.com, or you can email me at AntonioJohnson85@gmail.com.
Some of those kids have better logic than you and me. Maybe not you, because you've been through that. Thanks, man. Antonio, we'll call you Tony Johnson. Thank you, Assistant Executive Director for the Michigan Leagues of Academic Games, kicking off here in Grand Rapids tomorrow. Take care.